What's going on, Laurier? It's DJ Mola.
And DJ Kales.
We hope you're having a great Monday. Sorry we were a little bit late getting started. We had some new technical things going on up in the studio, so it was taking us a minute to get
But that was a nice intro.
That was. The guy that was here before, who had, what was his show? Underdogs.
Underground Underdogs?
Underground Underdogs. He had this great, like, smooth hip-hop playing. So we might start using this as our transition music.
Yeah, lo-fi.
Pretty good.
Yeah, I've always had a thing for lo-fi.
Never heard of it.
It's really good. It's just, like, background music, but, like, hip-hoppy.
Yeah, no, it's really good. It's super smooth. Anyway, so this sounds like it's going to be pretty mellow evening from what we started out with, but it is not.
Surprise.
Surprise.
We're pulling the wool over your eyes.
We got lots of tricks up our sleeves tonight. No, as you all know, it is the big homecoming weekend.
The most anticipated Laurier weekend ever, next to St. Patty's.
Oh, yes. So we have compiled a playlist of all things HOCO for Kales and I. There's everything from the microphone things.
Like, why are they on there?
I don't know. Sorry. It's like pulling a sock off.
Yeah, honestly.
But it sounded so, like, crunchy.
Yeah, it was gross.
Sorry. So yes, our playlist is going to be all things HOCO tonight, talking about HOCO, talking about what's good, what's going to be going down a little bit of, we're going to be speculating a little bit, I think, because I don't really know what's up with police this year.
Me neither.
So we're going to be talking a little about last year's St. Patrick's Day, because I'm sure with the crowd that was brought in from last year's St. Pat's, there's going to be a similar size crowd coming in
for homecoming. Most likely more though, like, let's be real.
Yes. So we'll talk about that. So we're going to be playing a little bit of dance hall tonight, some hip hop, poppy stuff, not as much poppy stuff, because that's not really us.
More like hip-hop and dance hall,
but exactly the playlist that you'll catch Kales and I playing
on a hype night
at our party on homecoming weekend. So to start us off, we are gonna jump right in for a song that's actually very fitting for homecoming weekend. It's called Homecoming by Kanye West. This one's a classic from his album Graduation, my favorite Kanye West album.
Really?
But this is just a nice one to kind of get you started for the night. Yeah, exactly. Was it the third what?
Yeah, the third album.
Oh, yeah, Graduation. Sorry, I was like, what are you talking about? Third one, what? We're a little confused.
Yeah, we are. Tonight. Yeah, we've had a night.
We've had a long day. Amazon. Anyway, so we're going to start you guys off with Homecoming by Kanye West. Literally, like, jumping out of my chair right now from that song.
That's a bop.
Literally bops only.
Yeah, bops only. Only on this side.
Only on this side. Only tonight. Bops only.
Yeah.
Okay, so like we said, we are getting ready for homecoming. I am so excited. I don't know why. I'm super hyped up for this year because last year on St. Patrick's Day, I had a bladder infection, so I was on antibiotics and, like, I couldn't drink. I couldn't really partake in any of, like, the craziness. So I don't know why I was, like, really, like, hyped this year. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, and watch, something's gonna happen to me and I'm not gonna be able to drink.
Don't jinx
so
it.
So touch wood.
Yeah.
Everybody touch wood for me. So yeah, we're super excited, but definitely been thinking, what's it going to be like this year?
Strict.
Is it going to be strict? Because I, for one, can speak on behalf of students who got ticketed last year on St. Patrick's Day. I know typically St. Patrick's Day isn't as crazy as homecoming, but honestly, last year's St. Patrick's Day, I think it gave Laurier as a school, like, such a hyped up reputation that more and more people are going to be like, oh, you know, I'm going to reach Laurier.
I want to come to Laurier. I'm going to see if I have any friends.
Like,
you know?
A lot of my friends from work that are, like, from Toronto and stuff like that, they're all like, oh yeah, we're going to Guelph, and then the weekend after we're going to Laurier. Oh yeah.
Yeah, my roommate went to Guelph and all her Guelph friends are coming here.
Yeah, it's funny, you get that text like a week before, like a few
days
before.
Remember me?
Oh, hey, someone you,
what are you doing for your homecoming?
Hey, here you go to Laurier.
Yeah, what's that like?
We should catch up sometime.
Yeah, let's catch up. Let's go out for lunch.
No, this weekend.
I'll come visit you this weekend.
So convenient.
Can you get me a discount on Laurier merch?
Oh my, like, god. So we're just looking at some stats from St. Patrick's Day. So apparently Ezra Avenue at its peak had about 22,000 people on the street.
Are we surprised?
That's whack though. No, of course I'm not surprised, like, but at the same time, that is just, that's unbelievable.
A lot of people. That's a lot of people.
So apparently the police responded to 248 calls in a 12-hour period and 619 charges were laid. I was one of those.
That's
charges.
So much charges. That is
of
so
those
much.
Charges 435 were alcohol related.
435?
Yeah, I know they were giving away a lot of tickets for public peeing. Anyway,
that was a thing.
Yeah. It was an extremely expensive ticket. It was like over $200.
That is wow. Wow.
Yeah. So
don't pee in the street.
Exactly. And don't have open alcohol.
Yeah.
That's another,
oh, that's
big
a
thing.
Big thing.
Anyway, like, that just is almost like common sense to
me.
Yeah.
I was just about to say, since like first year, we've been putting them in water bottles. Like, let's, yeah. We're not about to lie right now. Like, let's not lie.
It's just smart water.
Yeah, it's just Coke. No biggie. Hey, you can call my mom.
That's actually 19.
That's a
high school trick too.
Yeah, honestly. You walk into like your school dance and you have like a water bottle.
For me, it was the parties in the basement of people's houses. Yeah.
They're half renovated basements.
Yeah. Yeah. And the parents would check the bags.
Sorry, oh, sorry. Just water. Yeah, I get dehydrated.
Anyway, we're off topic, but honestly, coming from somebody who has had to pay the time for doing the crime of having a party on one of the bigger days of the year, honestly, just don't do it.
It's not worth it.
Last year, my roommates and I threw a St. Patrick's Day party.
It was a lot of people there.
There was a lot of people there. And honestly, I was having the time of my life.
It was so fun.
Even though I wasn't drinking, I was having so much fun.
It was good music.
At the back,
playing.
My friend brought this giant speaker. So the music was just blasting. It was so fire. It was fire nice. Tracks.
Facts. I can vouch.
Bops only. And all of a sudden, like, 7 cops just showed up at our door and were like, okay, we need to see the people
everybody
that live here.
And
I remember just kicking
everybody had to leave, yeah.
Everybody out. Everybody got kicked out, and we ended up getting dinged the $500 fine. So we got it reduced, actually. We actually just recently went to court, so
yay!
Claps for my roommate who got it reduced for us to $240 instead. But honestly, yeah, speaking on behalf of somebody who has had to deal with getting a ticket on St. Patrick's Day or homecoming, it's not worth it.
Avoid it. Go to somebody else's house so they can get a ticket.
Exactly. So yeah, don't throw parties at your house this year, because honestly, not worth the problems you have to go through.
And the money. Like, we're college students. We're in university. We can barely afford ramen. Let's be real here. Like, who wants to pay $500 for some music?
Exactly. That was exactly it. It was $500 for excessive noise from an electronic device.
$500 for some music that you don't even own the rights to. Like, yeah. Imagine that.
Yeah.
Imagine that. And you can't just be like, oh yeah. You can't just contact the company and be like, oh yeah, we played your music, so you owe us $500. You have to pay for it yourself. So think about that.
So rough. Anyway, moral of the story, be smart on homecoming, have fun, but avoid having stuff at your own house. I said that 12 times already, but for real.
But for real, yeah, don't.
All right, let's jump back into some music. We're going to play a song that I know Kales and I both have been loving lately.
Yeah.
I haven't really listened to Amine, who is... Am I saying it right?
It's Amine.
Oh, God.
Amine.
Oh.
He's Ethiopian.
Okay, sorry.
It's a little difficult.
That's a French name.
Well, Ethiopia is a French...
colony?
Yeah.
Okay.
Colony, but it was French. They speak French.
Do they?
I'm pretty sure.
Okay, we'll have to fact check that.
Yeah, yeah. Don't quote me.
We're not speaking for anybody
don't
here.
Don't quote me.
Okay, so yes, I've been loving the song. Kales has been loving this song.
The album.
Yes, I haven't had a chance to listen to the whole album yet, but that first song that came out, Caroline, it was okay. It got really overplayed, in my opinion.
I agree.
But this song is so good. It's so catchy. It's only 2 minutes, so it's a short one. But honestly, it'll be stuck in your head. I guarantee it.
And it'll probably end up like Caroline. Like, it's probably...
Exactly.
It's probably going to end up being played.
Exactly.
For me, Caroline was like one of those bops, and then as soon as people started getting into it, I was like, oh, I'm over it.
Over it. Hate it.
Yeah.
Throw it in the garbage.
Like, when you first discover a song, you're like, oh my God, bless. And then when it gets popular, you're like, oh my God, trash.
Yeah. Agreed. Yeah.
Hopefully this doesn't get like that.
So we're gonna hop right in here with Reel It In by Amine. Oh.
Reel it in. I got the bag. Tell a friend. She got some. Bring it in. Dumb the news. CNN. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, that song's obviously super mainstream, but I can't help but...
It's adorable. And it's catchy. Yeah.
It's a bit of a bop.
Yeah, it's catchy.
It's a significant bop.
A bit.
So this is DJ Mola, DJ Kales. It's 10:30 with the After Class show. We hope we are getting you hyped up for homecoming weekend, because y'all know we're excited.
Yeah, we are very excited. So it's third year.
I know. Don't even talk to me about that. That's scary.
Yeah, same.
So
having anxiety right now.
All the songs that we're playing are songs we're going to be playing during the weekend.
On our pre's.
Our parties.
Yeah.
Who knows? But yeah, these are the songs that have been getting us hyped lately. So we're going to pause from the homecoming conversations to talk about a little thing Kales wants to talk about.
Oh, Kales, yeah.
Take it away.
So typically, I know it's a new thing on Instagram where people will post the thing that says, ask me a question or ask me something, or they'll just put something like quirky, air quoting right now. And then it's like an excuse for people to just slide in their DMs or ask them questions or like compliment them. And I feel like that's kind of thirsty. I hate it. I hate when it's not used for a purpose, right? So today I was like, let me just try it, right? Because I wanted to see if I would still get stupid responses if I gave a specific, right? Mm. So my question thing was, ask me a thought-provoking question, right? And then I had the little like question sticker thing, whatever. So the question, I got stupid questions. Like, one was, if you fill a glass up with ice and then you fill it up with water, if the ice melts, it won't overflow. Is global warming real? That's like my boyfriend.
I saw that.
My boyfriend's best friend asked me that. So I'm like, is he an idiot? I understand where he was trying to, like, how he was trying to get it. It just wasn't working. So I got like questions like that. I got some thought for provoking questions. But at the end of the day, there were still people saying like, oh yeah, how old are you? Where you go to school? Where you from? What's your name? Beautiful. Like, don't do that. I feel like that question.
Can I be real and just intervene here? I think this whole Instagram question thing is stupid.
It is. I agree.
And to me, it's just annoying. Another way for people to sit there and be stuck on their phones for a longer periods of time.
Yeah.
For what?
Yep. I agree.
Honestly, go ahead.
I feel like it's just another time consuming thing, that Instagram ad.
I hate it.
I feel like it's just more of a way to use the app.
I hate it. I think it's so, honestly, everything that Instagram's added, like, still, I don't, what's Instagram TV?
Yeah, what the heck is that?
What is that?
Is it just like longer stories? I don't get it.
I don't know, but there's so many things. Instagram to me is posting pictures and looking at other people's pictures.
That's why for the longest time, I didn't have an Instagram.
Yeah, fair
because
enough.
I've honestly been like a Twitter person forever. And I had Instagram like in middle school when it first came out, right? But I deleted it because I didn't care about it. And then now it's so different. Before, it just used to be like you post a picture, you put a filter on it, you put some hashtags on it, and you're done, right? And you get your 4 likes. Now it's like a competition for likes. It's a competition 100%. For who gets the most views on their story. It's how many people you can follow. It's all these tags. It's a feed theme.
It's going through like I don't even know what, but honestly, I have been so tempted lately to just delete all my, like, I don't have Twitter. I deleted Twitter 3-4 years ago. I barely use Snapchat now.
Oh yeah, nobody does.
Like, I don't watch people's stories. I don't make stories on
Instagram.
Me neither. Instagram.
Like, I don't watch stories at all.
Yeah, because it's just...
Unless it's like somebody I care about.
I don't know why. It's just like, lately, it's just like, it's garbage.
Yeah.
And I'm getting like more and more, just that's what I've been thinking about, like, for all the social media platforms. It's literally crap. It's just people's crap.
It's just what I've like realized now, and I'm honestly a victim of it too, is that it's just another way to figure out people's business.
Exactly.
It's just another way to be nosy. Exactly. Or pokey in people's lives, and I'm definitely a victim of that because
I'm a very nosy person.
I am very nosy. Like, I love people's business. I hate that about myself, but I'm not finna lie. Like, yeah, I sad. Love, but that's basically what it is. Like, people post what they're doing, people post what they have, people post what they, people brag, you know. It's just,
yeah,
it's just
Instagram's a flex now. That's
yeah,
all it is.
exact humble flex.
And this new question, ask me this, ask me that.
It's just an add-on.
Delete it. What a waste of time.
It's so stupid. That's how I felt about Instagram stories when they came out. I was like, why? Now Snapchat's like obsolete. Nobody cares about it.
Who uses? It's like, what did we have before Snapchat?
What did we have before Snapchat? Nothing.
I remember.
We used to send our pictures to each other through text.
I'm trying to think of what was the big like social media before Snapchat.
Instagram.
I guess.
And before that, it was Twitter. Well, Twitter was never really big. Twitter just started becoming a thing again. And then it was Facebook when we were kids.
Yeah, maybe. Okay, Snapchat, before like Snapchat was big, I remember it was Facebook that was pretty popular. And then when I was in like grade 9, grade 10, it got phased out by Instagram.
Yeah, well, that's because Facebook bought Instagram. So it kind of like...
No, I mean the popularity.
Oh, it switched. It changed, yeah. Switched yeah, off. That makes... Yeah, I feel like that was the same for me. Actually, for me, it was like Facebook, then Instagram, then Snapchat. And like Instagram started like falling off. And then it was Twitter and then Instagram again.
Yeah.
And now Instagram is like, oh my God, everybody follow me on Instagram, blah, blah, blah. Facebook.
I like Instagram. I can't lie. I say that I want to delete it, but I know I never will.
That's me with Twitter. I want to delete my Twitter so bad just because like I'm so addicted to it, which I hate to say, but like I love Twitter. That's where
that's
I get
like
all my memes.
All my friends are like that. A lot of my friends are like that.
It's Twitter. Hilarious. Twitter is hilarious. I will never delete. It's remember Vine?
That's what I was thinking of.
Remember
when I said
Vine?
Before Snapchat.
Yeah, it was Vine.
Oh my God. I'm sorry, but I think Vine was the one that should have stuck around.
Vine was my queen. I can quote any Vine. Bro, you think I'm good with memes, bro?
No, Vine, my roommates and I were obsessed with it last year to the point where we would sit down in our living room
and just watch Vine compilations.
Vine compilations.
I still do
that. Butter my crispy flake.
Literally yesterday I found a video that said Vines that are rarer than somebody liking me. I have to show you that video. Okay. I have to text it to you. Like, remind me. It's so, I love Vine.
No, Vine was hilarious. They were funny ones.
Yeah, when it was like genuinely funny, not these stupid Instagram videos that they have now. Ugh, never compare. I refuse. Vine was so funny. And it was a time where like you could make fun of people and like nobody would get offended, you know?
Yeah.
That, I miss Vine so much. I could quote any Vine.
Yeah.
I swear to God.
The social medias, man, they've changed.
Yeah, they have.
They've changed big time.
They've definitely changed with the times.
Wow,
the 2000s.
We sound so old.
We do. The 2000s kind of like took it over now.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
100%.
They made that more like their thing now. I feel like my mom. I don't get it, you know?
Why?
Because I don't really get social media.
Like, oh, yes, you do.
No, but like now the 2000s are like, oh, streak. Oh, my God. True. Like my new picture on Insta. They're going to be worse than us. Oh, God. I can't wait for our children.
I know. Even my mom, she like yells at me every time I go on my phone. She's like, you're addicted.
I remember. I remember.
My parents like print out articles like for me to read on like phone
addiction. My dad would email me them.
I'm like,
I remember when I was younger and I would literally not forget something. I would forget to do the dishes and my mom would be like, it's because you're always on that damn phone. Sis.
It's true though.
Sis. I never realized that until I see other younger people doing it.
You know what I want to do? I want to see if there's an app or something that tracks your usage of what, how much apps time and stuff? How much time you spend on your phone a day.
Yeah. I would download that. I spend a lot of time just on my phone.
Just because I'm honestly like, come New Year's, I'm genuinely going to make a resolution.
To not
maybe,
be on
maybe
it.
Maybe not even New Year's, but maybe like in the next little while, just try to not be on it. Like, I don't think I'm on it a terrible amount. Like mm-hmm. when push comes to shove, I have stuff to do, then I'll put it away. But just having like a MacBook computer, it's so easy. Your messages are always there. You know what I
mean? Yeah,
like,
exactly.
It's everywhere. And I think that's like such a like a strategized thing by all these companies.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, let's put it everywhere for them. So like,
so it's easy. It's easily accessible.
Yeah, it's crazy. But no, definitely. I know whenever I go to my cottage, like I always have really crap service. So I'm not on social media unless I like go
to town. It's like a detox. That's
where like the service gets better.
Mm-hmm.
And I just feel so much better because it's you walk away from your phone, you actually do things. You're not just sitting there looking at.
You pay attention.
You're not looking at other people's lives. And that's the big thing about like Instagram and social media right now. It's you're not focusing on your life. You're focusing on someone else's life.
Yes, preach this.
Going back to your thing about the questions thing, and that's where it is. Why am I going to ask you questions? I
should who be asking cares?
Myself questions.
Like, who?
How am I going to make myself better today?
Exactly.
Ask me that question.
How am I going to make somebody's day today?
And it's true. I don't know why. It's just we have these weird obsessions with other people's life and social media just fuels that fire.
That's exactly it. That's exactly it. And thank you for coming to our TED Talk.
Yeah. Doctor.
Dr. DJ Kales and Dr. Mola. Back at you with another TED Talk.
That was pretty woke though. I just went off.
Yeah, there. You did. Go off, sis.
Clap me out.
I think the only reason why I'm like on my phone so often is because I'm in a long distance relationship. I always want to talk to my boyfriend. Plus, we only talk on WhatsApp, so I can't always talk on text. We don't always FaceTime. You get me? So it's
hard. There's a lot of factors.
Yeah.
I don't have a good excuse. My boyfriend lives up the street. He goes here. But no, it's become like just part of our
daily routine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Our alarms are on there.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I'll be real. The first or second thing I do when I wake up is check
your phone. Me too. I check my phone. Yeah. I check to see who texted me. Or Snapchat.
Exactly. Just so ingrained.
Yeah.
Okay, we've been talking for a while. We went off on a little rant here. Okay, so we are going to play a song because you know it wouldn't be a DJ Kales, DJ Mola show if we didn't throw in some old school.
Yeah, definitely.
So we are going to start this playlist back up with some California Love by Tupac and Dr. Dre. Enjoy. That was Drake with Nonstop. And before that, we had Tupac, California. I always forget the song before. Okay, so at the moment, we have a giant bug flying around the studio.
Excuse us if we scream.
We're a little scared. We don't know where it is at the moment. But when this window's open, it's fair game for what flies in.
Yeah, we need a screen up in here. Lord.
I'm a little nervous right now. It's hiding behind one of the top speakers. Anyway, that's just that's just a play-by-play for you. But what's going on up in here tonight?
Yeah, we're freaking out a little bit, but it's okay.
Jesus. Okay, so that was Drake, Nonstop, from his album Scorpion. We're going to talk a little bit about that album now because everybody knows, whether you're from Toronto or not, that song, that album in general was everywhere.
Yeah, it was. Especially Kinky. Oh, do you love me?
So that album dropped, I think, around the Canada Day long weekend.
Yeah.
July 1st, mm-hmm. around there. And it's pretty crazy. The songs from Scorpion have actually spent 29 weeks at the top 100, and that actually breaks the records of the Black Eyed Peas and Usher, which is actually pretty crazy.
Like, Usher?
They had some pretty whack high standings. I'm sorry, I keep looking around for this bug. If you saw the size of it, you'd understand.
Yeah, it's huge.
Anyway, so that's pretty crazy. And of course, everybody knows In My Feelings was number one for 10 weeks in a row.
Yeah.
That's crazy to me because that song, by the end of the summer, I was so sick of that song.
Me too.
Kales and I were showing videos earlier about the dancing in the car. I'm like, first of all, did anybody see the video of the girl actually getting run over, like physically run over by a car?
No, I've never seen
that. She gets out of the car and literally gets plowed.
Oh, I think
over.
I saw that.
My dad was on, like, I don't know how old people get their pop culture updates, but my dad saw it on Facebook.
He probably got it an email.
My dad, oh my God, Vito, very interesting clip. No, like he showed this to me. He's like, have you seen this? Is this real? This can't be real. Why would it be going viral if it was real? I'm like, V, I don't have the answers for you. But literally, there's a video of a girl getting literally plowed over from
the Yeah, I think I saw that too.
Anyway, by the time that song came around for the 50th time, I was so done with it.
The millionth time.
My little cousins love that song too.
When I have to be honest, when the album first came out, that was my favorite song off the album.
In My Feelings, 100%.
But then, of course, like everything else we love, it got overplayed. Way overplayed.
Everybody ruins it.
Yeah, exactly.
Everybody.
So now my favorite song, my favorite song off the album is After Dark.
Oh, I haven't heard that one, to be honest.
That one's really good.
You know what? Like Drake, I think I like him a fair amount because his albums, they're not always the same.
That's true. He's very versatile. Well, I wouldn't say very versatile. But like
his albums aren't always the same. And Scorpion was a huge record.
Yeah, it was.
Is it 25?
It's like Views. Views was big when it came out. I wouldn't say Views was like good compared to the rest.
No, but by huge, I mean like it's a long album.
Yeah, it's two sides.
Yeah.
It's two sides. And they both have songs. 12 songs each, I think.
Scorpion's double album consisting of 25 tracks. That's pretty big for a rap album.
That's a lot.
That's a lot of music.
Yeah, that's a lot.
But yeah, I actually like this album a lot more past stuff. But I have noticed he hasn't done a softer album in the while.
Since Take Care.
Take Care. That's the one with Marvin's Room, right?
Yeah, Take
Care. Honestly, I could hear the intro to that song, I'd start crying. It is so depressing.
Every single thing in that album is amazing.
Really?
That is an unskippable album for me. And you know what's funny? At first, when that album came out, I only liked the title song, which was Take Care, obviously with Rihanna. Yeah. But when I kept listening to it, it got better for me. And now, like, I will never skip a song on that album. And it's the same for me with Nothing Was the Same.
You know what? I'm actually, sorry, this is off topic, but I'm just looking at a website right now. It's all the 25 songs from Scorpion ranked from 25th to 1st, and After Dark is 2nd. So you're clearly onto something.
That song is a bop.
Have to say, number one is Nice for What? And
disagree.
I hate that song.
Disagree.
That one almost, I could listen to In My Feelings before I could listen to Nice for What, just because I don't know why that song just, I don't like the way he sampled Lauryn Hill's X Factor in that song.
Yeah.
I do not like the way he samples it.
A lot of people disagreed with that.
It's not that I don't like that he sampled, like that's, it's like just typical hip hop, but I don't like the way he sampled it. I don't like how he sped it up. And even In My Feelings is number 3.
Probably, That's How You Feel is also a really good song.
That one is...
It's I Know You Want to Vacate to a Place Where You Go.
No, I'm looking for the ranking. Pictures, yeah, number 6.
That's a really good song.
I'm surprised that Nonstop is not further down. I must say, Nonstop is 14, and that's probably one of my favorite songs on the album. Nonstop, I don't know why.
It's really just good.
Hype. It's
It's just a good flow.
Like, it's I'm on my vibe.
Yeah, Nobody talk to me. It makes you like really, it gets you in the mood. Like it gets you there.
Yeah.
What is your favorite Drake album of all time if you had to choose?
The thing is, up until like recently, I don't know Drake albums as much as I know Drake songs.
Okay, what's your favorite Drake song? Top three.
I honestly don't know.
Okay, I can name my top favorite Drake album.
Just name your top three favorite songs.
Okay.
Then I can maybe go off you.
Number one of all time is Madonna.
Don't even know it.
Okay, I need to put you on. That song is that song, the production, you may not like it though. I don't know. It's kind of like something you have to listen to a couple times. It's a very weird song for Drake. I wouldn't have expected him to come out with something like that. But top number one, my favorite song ever is Madonna. Then secondly, it's probably The Motions, which is unreleased track that I discovered in 2014.
Huh.
It's really old. It's really good though. It's kind of like, it has Sampha in it. Do you know who Sampha is?
No, I don't.
He's an R&B singer. He sings a lot of nice. He produces a lot of songs. And then number three, probably Marvin's Room. No, Girls Love Beyonce.
Oh, there's the bug.
That thing's so big. Oh my god.
Get out.
So sorry, guys.
Where is he?
Anyway, that's my top three.
He's coming around.
It's like a racetrack. Like, get out. Oh my god. It's so big. I'm so sorry. I apologize,
but this guy is a huge... I'm about to throw my shoe on the ceiling.
This is a lot.
You know what? I think this is like telling us to get out of the studio. So we're going to cut to our last song. Oh, he's going out the window. Okay.
We thought.
This is ridiculous.
Okay, we need to go.
All right, guys. So Next time, maybe I'll have my top three Drake songs picked out.
But next time, I will put her on to some more Drake.
Until then, we hope you guys have a fantastic homecoming weekend. Be smart, be safe, take care of your friends.
Don't get a fine. Take care
of your family and don't get a fine because it's not worth it.
It's really not.
And trust me, been there, done that. Not a good time. Going into the kitchen or courthouse is not fun.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not bad. It's like not like you're going for like a serious offense.
But still, like, it's feel not, like a criminal.
You don't want to go there if you don't have to. All right. We're going to end this song off with a little more dance hall for you guys.
This is Movado.
Okay, this is Movado and Nicki Minaj. We'll see you next Monday night, guys.